This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
I am Kavita Akpachu. I'm a user experience professional with a passion for creating bold solutions and a belief that empathy is important for designing meaningful products for users. I've been doing this for almost two decades, where I have applied this passion and belief to help drive the product vision and customer experience strategy to help companies innovate. Companies such as Intuit, Kelly Blue Book, Cox Automotive Media, AOL, to name a few. And I have worked on products ranging from medical devices, computer hardware, financial software, messaging bots, to even toy trains. Some products that I have worked on include TurboTax, the tax filing software, Mint, AOL Instant Messenger, and the Kelly Blue Book Price Advisor. That's the tool you use to get the pricing for your car when you're ready to sell or buy a vehicle. It's what I do is in my work, I leverage design thinking and lean innovation, and I engage in three ways. The first one is where I am a player and I collaborate with cross-functional teams to deliver customer-driven solutions, where I embed in the team and work with you to do that. The second is I develop internal capability to accelerate the rate of innovation by creating a learning platform. And third, I coach teams and coaches to create, scale, and sustain a customer-first mindset to consistently drive value for customers and your business. I am asked, what is my superpower? And I like to think my superpower is my ability to tell compelling stories by combining human behavior and numbers to challenge us to dream the impossible. I do this by drawing inspiration by surrounding myself with people that have different perspectives and diverse areas of expertise. I really find joy when I am working on uncovering those aha moments that identify needs that people are not able to even articulate, something that they don't even know they had, like the 1,000 songs in your pocket, iPod example, and deliver business outcomes by harnessing everyone's creativity.
Kavita, how are you involved with user adoption?
Before I answer that question, I will share with you my definition of user adoption. The most common definition of user adoption is a situation in which users adopt a system that works to fill a specific need. So they transfer from an old system and adopt a new one that is better, faster, more comprehensive, and more efficient. I take a slightly different and much broader view of user adoption. For me, user adoption is a situation where you're able to provide your customers with something that exceeds their expectations, both during their first use experience and beyond. So it is useful, it is intuitive, and it evokes a positive emotion. That is at the core of everything I do. For me, it is a successful outcome of applying my craft, my knowledge, and my passion. So how do I do this? I go about this by exploring and understanding people's needs, wants, motivations, and concerns, and then generating ideas that will help solve these problems. Once I have generated these ideas, you explore them with customers to continuously confirm that you are on the right path and it is indeed useful for them and eventually usable, so that it brings about that joy of use and is desirable.
Kavita, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
The challenge in my mind or in my experience with user adoption is that teams tend to go really broad and start boiling the ocean. So the difference being solving world hunger as opposed to stocking, solving the problem for lack of food in your county. Now, those are conceptually the same problem, but your approach for the latter, which is solving the problem of food shortages or people not having enough to eat or buy food, is much narrower and solvable easily compared to solving for world hunger. And what that also allows you to do is it allows you to get customer input as you develop your solution. And I'll give you an example of that. I was working for a real estate fintech company a few months back, and they wanted to understand how they might meet the needs of home buyers who want to purchase a home but are outbid because of soaring home prices and people having a lot more cash than they do. And the company wanted to actually develop a solution to where they would co-invest with these homeowners who were almost there but found that buying a home was just not within their reach because they did not have the 20% down payment. When we explored this need and opportunity with customers, what we learned very quickly was that, yes, they did have this need to have someone chip in their down payment. What was more important to them was just being able to connect with a real estate expert. So the user adoption increased when what the product they created was one that just allowed these millennials that they were targeting to connect with an expert, as opposed to developing this solution where they would co-invest. So that, in a nutshell, is both the success and the challenge. So, you know, one is making sure you are truly understanding your customers' needs and solving for them and validating that you are on track as you go and going really narrow. So just tackling one problem instead of taking on a whole slew of problems. And the challenges are when businesses focus on revenue, not growth. And when they do that, what ends up happening is that they tend not to involve their users in the process, and because that's not considered important. I was working for car dealers to showcase their used vehicles on the company site. And what happened was that because they wanted primary placement, they wanted only one vehicle to be showcased on one particular screen. Now, that was all great for the dealer because it gave them that competitive edge because their vehicle was showcased. However, customers did not like it at all. And when I say customers, these are car shoppers. Their problem was that they wanted to be in control, and how they felt in control was when you gave them a couple of options, because their questions were now, how do you know this is the best car for me? You don't know anything about my needs, and you're showing me something based on assumptions. The other words, how do I know this is the best deal? You have to give me something to compare with for me to be able to determine it is the best deal. And when we decided to provide placement to more than one vehicle, so 2 to 4, the usage of that particular product on the website went up. A case study for user adoption that I'd like to share is you design something and launch it without checking if your users or customers have a need for it. A good example that comes to mind is Windows Vista, where Microsoft went ahead and launched Vista. And people hated it. They hated it so much that they had to actually pull it out of the market. And they had to quickly come up with another product to make sure that consumers did not switch to other operating systems. And another example is Coke. How many of you remember the story about Coke launching the new Coke because they were losing market share to Pepsi? And when it hit the mass market, people hated it because they were not really looking for a new Coke. And so Coke ended up having to pull it from the market.
Kavita, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I will go back to what I have been saying all through this podcast. One, ensure you are learning from your customers by observing their behavior, not just what they say, but what they do. So go out there, observe what they're doing, understand what's going on in their lives, what's working, what's not, in the context of your business problem. And from that, tease out different opportunities that allow you to test your way into creating bold and transformative solutions so that you are supporting their behavior and changing their lives in ways they hadn't even considered. If you look at VRBO and Airbnb, both of them do the same thing. They allow customers to book places when they are traveling. The big difference between the two, and that which really is responsible for Airbnb's success, is that Airbnb's payment platform takes the pain and the risk out of the payment. Where if I was booking a room in Venice and I have no idea who this person is and whether they will honor my payment, I feel secure making the payment through Airbnb because I know A, I'm not going to lose my money, and B, it's reliable. With VRBO, while I'm able to find a place, I have to pay directly and I'm always concerned, and that makes it very stressful because I don't know if my payment will be honored and if it is not someone who's going to embezzle me. So I think that it's very critical to understand what is truly the pain and how might we solve it.
Kavita, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
The best place to learn about user adoption is by reading and signing up with groups on LinkedIn and meetups and blogs. Follow people on Twitter. There are a lot of people that tweet on a daily basis links to good resources. And if you do a search by hashtag UX, you should be able to follow many of these people who are good at curating what's going on with user adoption. And also look for inspiration in other places. For example, I'm a foodie and I find inspiration from watching food shows like The Chef's Table or Anthony Bourdain and Mega Foods. And where you can learn about my work is, you can go to www.appachu.com.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.